Hello. Oh, it's 12:04. I was up late. I was up late last night. I was out late. Then I come home. Jacqueline wants to watch The Handmaid's Tale. Then you watch that. It's not like don't want to go sleep straight out of The Handmaid's Tale. You know, it's so depressing. And here we are. And I have my friend Jim Tews coming over here in an hour. And I'm going to do his podcast. It's called Quitting Comedy. And I've never quit comedy. So I don't know what I can bring to the conversation. But I think you just talk about comedy. And I can do that. But my friend Eric Bergstrom was on Colbert last night. And he was very funny. You should watch his set if you get a chance. Monday, Union Hall in Brooklyn. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, the Philly Improv Theater. Then Thursday, Improv Boston. Is that right? Let me double check. So if you're in any of those places, please, for the love of God, come to these shows. Yeah, that's right. And let me know that you're there. And I would love to say hello and meet you. So far, Pietro's the only one that listens to this show that I have met out at a show. But I would love to meet more of you. So there's that. I guess we'll just do the news. I don't fucking know, man. I should have topics and shit, I know. But who needs topics? When, oh man, there's another high school shooting. Let's not talk about guns again. There's some sort of shooter situation at a high school. I don't know the details, but news alert. Mom admits embezzling $400,000 from 9-year-old son's medical trust. Okay, that's terrible. So it looks here, they got money from a hospital. Kid's got cerebral palsy. They got like $650,000 in a settlement. That's all supposed to go to this kid's medical expenses, right? You got that dough sitting there. You feel like if I just get a piece of that, everything's going to be okay. I'll make a few good bets, maybe invest something, make that money back, put back the money. You can't give people that kind of access to that kind of dough and think they're not going to fuck with it. Because it's a kid. Yeah, but it just starts little. It's been proven time and time again. You can't trust people with money. It doesn't matter who it is. They're gonna feel like just take it. And then once you get a taste of it, it's over. So she's going to jail. Probably it says here up to 20 years, but because of lack of previous convictions, could be. Sentencing guidelines would be more like 20 months. So, I mean, that's like actually worth the $400,000, I think. 20 months? If you were like, you got to do 20 months in jail. I mean, I guess it depends on the jail. I'd have to take a look at that jail. And I feel like maybe this is wrong. This is a misconception I have from Orange is the New Black, but I feel like Lady Prison is a lot nicer than dude prison. So she's going to lady prison for 20 months. And then if you're sentenced to 20 months, what do you, then you get out like a year. So if you're like, I don't know, because they'll be like, oh, you got sentenced to this and you get out, you'll get out in this. But like, well, which is it? Which did you get? Did you get the 20 or did you get the 12? But whatever it is, for 400 grand, no, I wouldn't do it. Now I think about it. Even just say, you got to do a year in jail. Like, not a bad jail. $400,000. That's close. That's close to my price. I'd have to think about it. If I'm like guaranteed not to be murdered or otherwise physically violated, you know, not beat up, not fucking pushed around. Like, just like, you go and do your time. It's not great. It's not like you're having fun. But you just do it, and you're not eating the food. They're so bad. I don't know if I could do it. I might say keep your money. I'm gonna try to get rich by other means. U.S. birth rate drops to lowest since 1987. That sounds great, right? We're doing something good. We need less people. And what the fuck? I think less people are having kids, I think, for sure. Well, that's what they're saying here. I mean, I don't have any kids, so I'm helping. But I think, I know, I mean, all I know is comedians in New York, so that you get a lot more childless people. But I think definitely in general, I think you'd be, if you didn't have a kid back in, let's say before 1987 or whatever, there was a dip. Say in the 70s or something. If you didn't have a kid, people probably just thought, this person's fucking crazy. What's wrong with this motherfucker? You're not having kids? What do? No kids, right? And now it's like, dude, you're having kids? Have you thought about that shit? You know, you're like, someone tells you you have kids, you're just kind of like, oh, you know, we're pregnant. And you're like, poor motherfuckers. You really, you going down that road? You going to become those people? The child people? See ya. And, but of course, I love my friends' kids. I don't judge people for having children. I think it's a perfectly fine way to spend your life. Not for me. But in general, just besides whether or not I'm selfish and can't handle caring for a person on that level, it's better for the planet, right? Less people. So we're doing, it's good. But even people that I know have kids are like, one and done. There's that and tops. Two. They're like, a lot of them think they gotta have, my brothers both have two. I think they're showing off a little bit. They're like, look, we make enough money for two. Well, my one brother's got one on the way. One and one on the way. And the other one's just got two walking around. One of them's got a phone now. My niece has got a phone. She texts me. But it's just like, hi, Uncle Chris. Yeah, that's nice. I never feel like I get enough text messages, so the more the better. I mean, so if all those kids get, once all those kids get phones, hopefully then I'll just be a bunch of Uncle Chris texts. And I don't know what age kids start getting phones, but seems to be, You're born into the world of phones, and then you're the one, you don't got one. It's got to feel weird. I think that's it. I gotta go. But you all have a great weekend. And I'll be back on Monday. Go to those shows if you can. It'd be a big deal to me. And there's other comedians on the show. They're all great. They'll be fun. All right. See you on Monday. We love you.